Members of Congress yesterday expressed their outrage at the WorldCom accounting scandal, but a House hearing on WorldCom shed little light on exactly how the company was able to misstate $4 billion in expenses. Two key executives refused to testify. Other witnesses insisted they were not at fault. That left lawmakers with little guidance on how to prevent a repeat of the scandal. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Yesterday's hearing was supposed to get to the bottom of the WorldCom mess, but committee members remained stuck at the surface, trying to gain enlightenment from a panel of hotshots from WorldCom, Wall Street, and the accounting world. The men who may know the most said the least. Chief Financial Officer Scott Sullivan took the fifth. So did Bernie Ebbers, the man who helped found WorldCom. He said he'd really like to talk, but his lawyer said no.
I have decided to follow my counsel's instruction, even though I do not believe I have anything to hide in these or any other proceedings.
Ebbers' decision to assert his innocence while taking the fifth infuriated many members. Congressman Max Sandlin said Ebbers' decision to assert his innocence should open him up to questioning.
He did not take the fifth. Mr. Sullivan did it properly. Mr. Ebbers is required to testify, and we should make him do that, hold him in contempt until he decides to become forthcoming.
But Sandlin's motion for a contempt citation was put on hold, and Ebbers' statement that he did nothing wrong started a pattern. WorldCom's auditing firm was Arthur Andersen, and a representative was asked to explain why his company didn't catch the fact that WorldCom had misstated $4 billion in expenses. But Auditor Melvin Dick said it wasn't his fault.
Let me state clearly and without any qualification that prior to June 21st, 2002, when Andersen was first contacted about this matter, neither I nor any of, to my knowledge, nor any of my team members had any inkling that these transfers had been made.
Dick said that auditors are stuck with the figures they get from the company. Without naming names, he implied that WorldCom executives gave him doctored books that were impossible to see through. Members like Barney Frank of Massachusetts were incredulous at the idea that Andersen auditors couldn't verify the data supplied by WorldCom.
Do you really mean to say that the financial statements are not the responsibility of the auditing firm? Is there no responsibility on the part of the auditing firm for the audited statements?
Well, the auditing firm's responsibility is to perform their audit in accordance with generally accepted
auditing
standards.
What do you got? You just check the arithmetic?
But many members said they weren't interested in attaching blame. They wanted advice in writing legislation. Mel Watt of North Carolina pleaded with the executives to help him out.
I've taken your word. You didn't do anything wrong. What I'm trying to do is look forward at what we can do as a committee, as a Congress, as an SEC to prevent this kind of thing from happening again.
None of the witnesses wanted to help Congress impose new regulations on industry. But the WorldCom scandal has given new energy to a reform movement that had run out of steam after the Enron story faded from the headlines. A bill moving through the Senate would create an independent auditing oversight board to put more pressure on the accounting profession. The question is whether such a panel could have stopped this scandal in the first place. WorldCom's current CEO, John Sidmore, underscored that it took insiders to discover the disaster at his company.
I'd like to remind everyone that at the outset, however, that WorldCom uncovered this problem internally. In effect, we audited our external auditors. We found what they missed and promptly brought this matter to the attention of the SEC and the public.
That means that even with tough new regulations, the integrity of corporate bookkeeping may still depend in part on the truthfulness of corporate boards and executives. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.